the European Union is grappling with a multifaceted crisis emerging from issues surrounding asylum and illegal migration. This predicament presents a panoply of challenges that put the resilience and unity of the EU member states to the test. At its core, the challenge lies in striking a delicate balance between upholding the ethical commitment to asylum rights based on international human rights law while effectively managing the complex demographic dynamics within Europe. Navigating the intricate terrain of protecting human rights while mitigating risks to national identity and sovereignty further complicates the situation. Alarmingly, the rise of populist and nationalist sentiments, as evidenced by opinion polls and electoral outcomes, adds a dangerous dimension to an already precarious landscape. Against this backdrop, the interior ministers of the European Union are set to convene in Luxembourg on June 8 to reassess the legal and administrative complexities surrounding asylum seekers. It is highly probable that discussions will also revolve around the pressing issue of illegal migration. However, noticeable divergences in the approaches of member states persist, with Germany and Denmark emerging as frontrunners in proposing potential solutions. In this regard, a profound schism has notably emerged between the European Union and the United Kingdom, underscoring the depth of the disagreement. Nevertheless, it is crucial to acknowledge that there are fundamental questions that demand thoughtful consideration. Merely developing legislation and implementing stricter procedures does not guarantee the regulation and standardization of asylum rights, nor does it ensure the effective resolution of the issue of illegal migration. It is consequently imperative for the European Union to address these critical inquiries. Firstly, it must assess whether political matters can be exclusively addressed through humanitarian approaches grounded in the rule of law. Secondly, a comprehensive examination of the root causes of asylum and migration has become imperative, particularly within countries serving as major sources of these migratory flows, as focusing solely on surface-level symptoms will not suffice. Lastly, the EU must explore the feasibility of establishing an expert-driven Euro-Mediterranean partnership to develop an integrated, holistic policy framework and exert influence on decision-makers to adopt such measures. While these questions may appear deceptively straightforward, the intricate nature of the crisis requires strategic partnerships on a Euro-Mediterranean scale. Furthermore, unless the underlying factors of dictatorship and terrorism are tackled head-on in complex geographical regions, the asylum and migration crisis will continue to exacerbate, further perpetuating a deadlock between human rights and sovereignty. It is only through proactive and innovative measures that the EU can hope to navigate this challenging terrain and achieve a delicate equilibrium between human rights and national interests.